Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we were going to have a guest. We were going to have a really, really good guest, but unfortunately, life got in the way. And that happens. I mean, that happens to you. It happens to me all the time. And in this particular instance, the gentleman that I was going to bring on the show today to help you understand that there's a different way to financial freedom than what you're doing right now, had an emergency in his family. And I got a phone call a couple hours ago saying that he had to fly to another state because it's chances are his somebody that he loves is passing away. So I sent that person a text saying, hey man, you know, sorry what you're going through. Don't worry about the show. It's not a problem. And just let him know that my family was going to pray for his family. And, you know, whatever comes out of it is what's going to come out of it. But let me talk a little bit about life getting in the way. Because it happens to us. It happens, like I said earlier, man, it happens to you, it happens to me. Life occurs whether we want it to or not, whether we want to hide from it or not. Life is out there. And we live on a planet where, you know, we have 24 hours to every day. We have 7 days to every week. We have 52 weeks to every year. And we have, I don't know how many years left. I mean, I guess it depends on who you follow on your social media feeds, right? I mean, the world could be coming to an end tomorrow, or global warming could destroy the planet, you know, by year, whatever they're predicting, or none of that is going to happen. But I do know this. You and I, at one point in our life, we will pass away. We just don't know when. I mean, there's no expiration date stamped on our left hip, or our right hip for that matter. So what I'm getting at is there's no better time than now to take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at what you're doing for your future. Are you simply on cruise control? Meaning you get up in the morning, you get dressed, you go to work, you come home from work exhausted, you do the things you have to do around the house, maybe you spend some time with the family, with the kids, you crawl into bed, you get up the next morning, wash, rinse, repeat. And we get into that cycle. I think I've discovered why college students party so hard. I think I've almost 57 years of age. I have finally had an epiphany as to why college students party so hard. And I went to college, so I know all about that. And I'm pretty sure you did too. And even if you didn't, you probably went to some of those parties because you knew somebody in college. And you got to admit, college students party pretty hard. And here's why. Because when that college experience ends, it usually ends with an individual going to work for an organization. Because that's the roadmap we've been taught. That's the roadmap that society said, this is how you become successful in life. These are the things that you do. You go to school, get good grades. You go to college, get good grades, party a little bit while you're there. And then you get into the workforce. And as soon as you get into the workforce, you have committed your life to that organization. Let's peel the onion back a little bit. How many hours a day do you have? Not a trick question. We all have 24, right? How many hours do you spend focused on work? For some of you, it's an 8-hour day. For some of you, it's a 10-hour day. For some of you, it's a 12-hour day. It just depends on what you do for a living. And what's your time off? What do you get for the time that you're not working? I mean, what's out there? And remember, sleep takes a portion of that. So whatever's left over is what you have left in your life because you've traded your time for money. because that's the American way, right? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a different approach to retirement. And it doesn't mean you have to be 65 or 70 years of age to retire. You can get it done in 5 years. And the gentleman I was going to have on today's show, we'll get him rebooked because he's got a really good story. This guy did all of that. He did everything that society told him to do. I mean, he was all in. This guy, he plays the game. He does. He understands the rules and he executes almost flawlessly. So let me tell you a little bit about what he was doing so that maybe you can, you know, compare and contrast with what you're doing compared to what he was doing. He worked in telecommunications. Now, that's pretty busy field. A lot of stuff going on there. I mean, everything in our society has some kind of connectivity to telecommunications, right? I mean, it's your phones, it's your internet, it's your all that stuff. And I know there are people out there in telecommunications that are saying, dude, you're not even scratching the surface yet. But he spent 20 years dedicated to a career in telecommunications. And he was very successful. I mean, he was moving up that corporate ladder. And he was doing everything society told him to do. I mean, he actually had what I call a junk drawer approach to investing. Meaning, if it sounded good, he put some money at it. Thinking, well, you know what? I'm balancing here in case that doesn't work there, yada, yada, yada. I mean, he was investing in gold, silver, bonds, stocks. He had a 401k. He had 529 savings plans for his kids. He had Roth IRAs. He put money aside in mutual funds. And you would think that after 20 years, he would have been set, right? Wrong. When we come back from the break, I'm going to pick up the story on the other side.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you would like to reach out to me, if you'd like to ask me a question, if you would like to send me a comment, if you just want to communicate with me, the easiest way to do it is to send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Every email that comes in comes directly to me. I don't have somebody, you know, reviewing stuff before I look at it. So I get the raw data and I will exchange information with you because I believe that if you're going to invest in real estate, you need to start doing things correctly because there's a lot of incorrect ways for you to invest. There really are. And even when we talk about the real estate investing, there's a lot of ways that you can make a lot of mistakes. And the majority of those mistakes, they come from just not being informed, not understanding the difference between what a good investment looks like versus a bad investment. Not understanding things like how to evaluate a deal, how to find those deals, how to operate those properties. Should you renovate a property? Should you not renovate a property? How do you determine what your goals and objectives are? And then how do you dial in all of the information that's necessary to achieve those goals and objectives? Yeah, there's a lot to think about. There really is. So, I mean, you shouldn't just jump into real estate investing. But unfortunately, there are people that do that every single day. They get a wild hair and they go, I got some money. Let's go buy some real estate. And they go, I got X amount of dollars. What can I buy with this? Without understanding that you're buying a business asset, that you're creating a portfolio for yourself and your family. And that portfolio is designed to provide you cash flow and equity growth and to build your wealth over time. You know, the one thing that I see time and time again that people complain about with regards to real estate investing is that it's slow. I mean, it's not like investing in the stock market where you go, oh, look, the price, it might be going up. I just bought it. And I'm going to watch the price and, oh, there, I just sold it. Yeah. You want that kind of action, go to Vegas, man. Go to a casino because you're not really investing. You're speculating, which is gambling. See, the first thing that you need to do is understand what you're doing for your investment. And I don't care if you decide to invest in stocks. I don't care if you decide to invest in bonds. I don't care if you decide to invest in gold or silver or other precious metals. I don't care what you do for investing. But don't follow the fire and forget mentality, because that's what most of us do. Really, that's what we do. And consider where you're getting your advice from. Are you chatting with a buddy at the office? Hey, man, I just got a 529 for my kid. And you're going, oh, dude, I got to get me some of that too. What's the purpose of that 529? Is it to pay for a college education for your children? Is that a goal? Is that an objective of yours? Or are you just doing it because that's the herd mentality? And what about those 401k plans? Are you in that 401k plan because you don't know anything else? Are you in that 401k plan because, oh, the employer contributes money to that plan? So for every dollar I put in, maybe I get up to $5 more from my employer. Here's what I'm getting at. You can follow that herd mentality, and it can get you nowhere very fast. The guest I was going to have on today spent 20 years doing that. 20 years doing that. And in his mid-40s, back in 2015, he had an epiphany. He wanted to find out about real estate investing. And he actually was talking with a buddy of his, kind of a water cooler thing, you know, where he was talking about, hey, man, what should we be investing in? And his buddy just kind of eventually told him, hey, look, man, stop talking to me about investing. Yeah, I guess, you know, the guy was just kind of getting annoyed with him. So the first friend referred him to another friend who had similar interests, which dovetailed into a conversation about real estate. And the fact that this other friend was making money with real estate back in 2015. This other friend wasn't doing what this guy was doing. He didn't have the 401k. He didn't have, you know, he didn't have gold. He didn't have silver. He didn't have all that stuff in his portfolio. He had real estate assets in his portfolio. See, this guy was a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and started telling my would-be guest, maybe you ought to check it out. So he did. He went to a Lifestyles Unlimited event. We call them free workshops. And in those free workshops, we talk about the things that you need to start focusing on. And part of it is a mindset change. You really just don't understand how polluted your mind is by following the herd mentality. Because the herd mentality basically says, this is what right looks like. And you just get in with the herd and you just follow them to the watering trough and do what the rest of the herd is doing. You have to look at things differently. You have to kind of unlearn some of the things that you've learned. We also get into a discussion of how we buy real estate, both single family and multifamily real estate. We show you our strategies, our techniques for buying those assets and why we do those things. We discuss the five different ways that we make money in real estate. And actually, there's the sixth one when it comes to pure multifamily. And then we give you an opportunity to become a member. Because when you become a member, you get access to the educational component. And I will tell you this, is that education that will set you free. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into what I was going to tell you after this.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we got to find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining me, normally I'd have a guest on today, but my guest had a family emergency. There's something going on in his family that's very important, and he had to get on a plane to go be with his family. So we're wishing him, you know, our prayers that everything's going to be fine. But what I'm doing on today's show is I'm giving you some background on this individual, because I actually know this individual. I know this individual's story. I have engaged with this individual. This individual is in the Gets It Club. He understands real estate investing. He understands it extremely well. But that wasn't always the case. Back in 2015, he was doing what you're doing for retirement. Let me just spell it out for you. He was working 60 hours a week, corporate America. He had a cell phone. I like to call those a leash that was provided by the company so that, you know, they could get him at any hour of the day. And he had a responsibility to respond when that phone contacted him. Yeah, I mean, you know what that's like. I know what that's like. I've been there. I've done that. He was putting his money into anything that he thought would make him money. So, I mean, the first thing he did was he shoved money into the 401k. And then he shoved money into a Roth IRA for what he could put in there. And then he would buy mutual funds on the side. He had 529 programs for all of his kids because, you know, the cost of education is really expensive. And part of what society teaches us is that the way to success is to go to school. And, you know, school costs money. He was buying gold, silver, bonds. I mean, he was putting money everywhere. I mean, you want to talk about a diversification guy? This guy was diversified, or as Warren Buffett would say, diversified. Yeah, he was making all of his investments based on hedging everything. You know, trying to protect against the doom and gloom when the stock market dumps, or gold prices decline, or silver goes up. You know what I'm talking about. But in 2015, he had a conversation with somebody who was a Lifestyles Unlimited member, who opened the doors to him to a completely different way to financial freedom that he had never heard about before. He had never, ever had considered investing in real estate. And his background, you know, from what he was told by society, is that real estate is risky. It is very risky. It takes a lot of time. It takes a ton of money. And he believed all those lies. But he came to Lifestyles Unlimited, and he listened to what we had to say. And he immediately joined and became a member of our organization. And he got to work educating himself. He went to our 16-hour financial freedom course, where he learned everything that he needed to know to invest in single-family and multifamily properties. And when he got done with that education, he went to work changing the direction of his investing, because he started to realize that the returns that he was getting and all these other things that he was investing in, they weren't that great. They really weren't that great. And when he looked at the returns that real estate can provide, he had an epiphany. He needed to start moving his money out of those other assets and into real estate assets. And he got busy. Now, he decided that he was going to invest in multifamily properties because he saw the potential that multifamily has. And the one thing that multifamily has over single family really has to do with the fact that you can force appreciation on those assets. In other words, those properties are evaluated based on income streams and the returns that those income streams produce. Single families evaluated differently. It's evaluated based on what other properties, similar properties, is sold for in a specific time period, in a specific location area. Yeah, it's just the way it is. They're two different animals. They're in the same zoo, but they're two different animals. So he went to work investing into passive deals, meaning he found other Lifestyles Unlimited members that were engaged in syndicating real estate deals to the other members of the organization. And he started investing into those deals. Now, you got to remember, he's still working in telecommunications. I mean, he still has that career going on. But he's redeploying assets into different assets that have the ability to not only provide him cash flow, which he wasn't getting on any of those other things that he was doing, but also gave him the potential to increase equity, to grow equity in those assets. And he got great returns. He also got to the point where he started buying properties as an independent rental operator. In other words, he would go out and find his own multifamily community, and he would buy it and operate it himself, because it's not that hard to do that. He also became what's called a key principal. In other words, he would assist other members of the organization that maybe didn't have the net worth necessary to take down a multifamily deal. So what happens in that case is that you can bring another Lifestyles member on board with you. You make a business relationship with that person. They bring their net worth to the table, and it gives you the net worth that you need to acquire the loan. It's a little more detailed than that. He's in four passive deals as a key principal. See, he's also got his money in those deals. That just goes to show that he believes in what real estate can do. And he believes in the people that he's investing with. He's done three different deals as a lead investor, meaning he has syndicated his own apartment communities and given other people in Lifestyles Unlimited, guys like me, the opportunity to invest with him so that we can get the same benefits that he's getting in the form of cash flow and equity growth. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So let me break down some key dates for you, because I think you need to understand that this didn't happen overnight, but it did start in 2015. So in 2016, he actually did his first lead deal after only 9 months as a member. He had deployed a lot of capital into passive deals, and now he was buying his first property and syndicating it to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. He did that in 9 months. And what I'm telling you is this: you can do the exact same thing. In a 9-month period of time, you can get yourself educated. You can understand what right looks like. You can make the connections that you need to make, the relationships you need to make to start deploying your capital into multifamily real estate deals. And you can also educate yourself to become a lead investor, to be somebody who syndicates real estate deals to other Lifestyles members. I mean, we're not talking a 10-year plan here. We're talking 9 months it took them. 9 months. Now, we come back from the break. I'm going to tell you something that's just going to blow your doors off. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So normally I would tell you who I'm talking about, and I could throw a name out there and it probably wouldn't matter, but I'm reserving the name because there's a situation going on in this person's family, and I just don't feel it appropriate to tell you who it is, because I think things like that need to be private. And that's part of the reason I'm not identifying who I'm talking about. Now, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you probably have figured out who this person is and, you know, do the appropriate thing. But what I really want to do is I want to talk to those of you that are not Lifestyles Unlimited members, that are thinking about real estate investing. They're not sure that this is going to work. You know, there's a bunch of scams out there. And trust me, I know there's a bunch of scams out there. I've seen them myself. The things that we talk about with real estate investing are not, quote unquote, the conventional wisdom. It's not the stuff that you talk about at the water cooler. It's not the stuff that your employer endorses for you to put your money into as, quote unquote, a retirement plan. It's none of that stuff. And I don't want to get into a dissertation on why all that stuff is. What I want to tell you is that the gentleman that I'm talking about today turned his life around in 4 years. Totally turned his life around in 4 years. By 2019, he had retired himself after 4 years of being a member at Lifestyles Unlimited and repurposing all of his assets into real estate assets. But he had a huge problem. See, he was going hot and heavy in 2018. I mean, he had gotten to a point where he was tasting retirement. He could see it on the horizon. The cash flows that were coming in from his real estate investments were almost covering his costs of living and providing for him the ability to walk away from corporate America. But he wasn't quite there yet. And I'm about to tell you something that's going to blow your doors off. He was living in a very nice house that was worth a significant amount of money. You've got to remember, he was doing the corporate America thing. You know, you got to buy the nice house so that you can keep up with the Joneses, right? And he had a lot of equity sitting in that house. And he realized that equity that is in your principal residence doesn't pay you a dime. It doesn't pay you a dime. Yeah, you pay your mortgage every month. But that property's not producing cash flows for you. All you're doing is living in that thing and consuming that thing. That's what we do. So he turned to his wife and he said, look, this is what I want to do. Are you on board? Let's sell this house. Let's take all the money out of this house and let's go put it into more multifamily. Because he was able to pencil out what investing all of that equity would do for him. So his wife said, you know what? I get it. Let's do it. They put the house up for sale. He pulled all that equity out. Now, since he had been living there, there was no capital gains on that house. He didn't own something that had more than $500,000 worth of equity in it. And he repurposed that money into more multifamily investments. In the meantime, he just moved into a small rental home. I mean, it wasn't the same quality of life that he had. I mean, he downgraded. He really downgraded when it came to his personal living experience. But he realized that by doing that, it would get him way over the hump of retirement. It would also reduce his household expense costs. Now, some people might be thinking, well, why didn't he just like refinance the property? Well, I guess he could have done that. But in Texas, you can only refinance up to 80% of the value of the property. So there would still be 20% sitting in that property that he wanted to get. The other thing is, okay, you're going to refinance, so you're going to put a bigger note on that property, which is going to increase your mortgage payment cost. Well, he was able to rent that property for less money than what a new mortgage would have cost him. See, he had this all figured out, and he did that for a little while. Now, he doesn't live in that little rental property anymore. He's actually bought himself a very nice property that he and his wife live in, and his family. The only single family property that he owns. Because he invests all of his money into multifamily. Because he understands the multifamily model. He understands the market. He understands how to operate within that market. He's in the Getz It Club. Something that he was not in prior to becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2015. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you this. He had absolutely no real estate investing experience prior to becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Absolutely none. He learned everything through Lifestyles Unlimited. Everything that he needed was provided to him. And let me just tell you the benefits of paying for an education, because some people are like, I'm not going to pay for education. I'm not going to pay for that. It costs too much money. It's terrible. Well, to me, that's stinking thinking. Because there are a lot of variables into real estate investing. And when you have our map laid out in front of you, we hit everything that you need to know so that there are no questions. And if you have questions, we answer those questions succinctly and correctly. It keeps you from veering off the path. It keeps you from making dumb mistakes because you know what right looks like. Let me just tell you a little bit about what's going on with this guy's life. In 2019, he was done with corporate America. He didn't have to have that corporate job anymore because the real estate investments had replaced the income that he was earning in corporate America, and he made pretty good money. So what he does now is he focuses on his assets, on those businesses that he has created, and he manages those assets appropriately. Here's the big takeaway, though. He gets to spend as much time as he wants with his family, doing the things that his family loves to do. They're outdoorsy kind of people. They like to go mountain biking. They like to swim. They like to go to the gym and work out. He has time to do all of that stuff. Do you? Do you have the time to do all of that stuff? Because I'll tell you, I remember when I was in the Army, I didn't have a lot of time to do a lot of that stuff because I was working really hard. I had crazy hours, and I'm betting you have the same situation. I think it's important for you to understand that there's a different path out there, that there is an opportunity for you to have the freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it, to regain control of your life, to maybe be that college student again without the excessive partying. Be the captain of your ship. Start doing things based on what you desire, what makes sense to you, and not to an organization that might, at some point in time, just cut you off at the knees because all of a sudden that business unit is no longer profitable and we're going to lay everybody off, because that stuff happens. It happens out there. Buy your life back. Buy your time back. Make the decisions on what you will do on a daily basis in accordance with your own goals and objectives. This is real. This is not a bunch of hype or hyperbole. This is real. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com and find out how we can make a difference in assisting you making a difference in your life. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.